very fortunate this morning to have two folks with us today from SAIL, or Southeast Alaska Independent Living. Good morning to Whitney, the program director there. Good morning, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And Nick Ponzetti, who's a Jesuit volunteer. And thank you for coming in, Nick.
Thank you.
I know early morning is not everyone's favorite time, but we're glad to have you today. I think most folks around Sitka that have been here for a while are familiar with SAIL, but since not everybody has lived here forever, can you guys give us Whitney, we'll go with you first. Give us just a little background on SAIL and what your services are and what you do.
Sure. SAIL is an independent living center, and our mission is to inspire personal independence. We're actually celebrating our 20th anniversary this year. And so we work with seniors and people with disabilities, and we help inspire them, empower them, and help them make decisions to anything from staying in their homes to advocating for services within the community. And our services are across the board. We have an assistive technology center in our office, with adaptive equipment to on the computer. So we have Zoom text, and we have different different devices that help people use the computer.
Mm-hmm.
We have a loan closet with everything from wheelchair ramps to canes. We have a low vision peer-led support group that meets monthly. We also do individual advocacy for folks. We have several groups and programs that Nick is going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so we're kind
of... So it's pretty wide-ranging what you do.
It is very wide-ranging.
Sort of like a resource center almost.
Yes. Okay. We do a lot of information and referrals as opposed to... We do some direct services, but a lot of it is talking to people and then connecting them to direct service providers in the community.
All right, great. I should mention by the fact that I'm interning with SAIL.
Yes, we're very lucky.
Forgot about that part-time. So, Nick, you are sort of the outdoor guy. So can you talk a little bit about your side of SAIL?
Yeah, sure. So I do some of the independent living advocacy along with Whitney, but the other part of my position is running a lot of our recreation programs and group activities. So there's sort of three different programs running right now through SAIL mm-hmm. and Sitka. There's more at some other locations like Juneau, but our big one is what we call the ORCA program, which stands for Outdoor Recreation and Community Access.
I think a lot of people are familiar with ORCA for sure.
Yeah, it's a great program. It's for people of all ages with any disability. We just met yesterday afternoon. We got a pretty large group here in Sitka, and we meet weekly and do a variety of activities that just either get folks in a nice, like, inclusive recreation setting or engage in the community somehow. And it's been really successful here. It's a lot of fun. The second big program that runs through this office is what we call SOAR, S-O-A-R, Senior Outdoor Activities and Recreation. And now that's for any seniors, 60 and older, and they do not have to be experiencing any sort of disability. It's just older.
Just for any senior?
Exactly. And that meets on a monthly basis, so just once a month. And we've been doing various activities that kind of have an outdoor element so that we get people semi-active, but also just sort of also engaged in the community, getting out. We have a bus at SAIL that is able to pick people up, and so it kind of opens the doors for a lot of people to kind of get out and do things with mm-hmm. each other. So the last one is the Senior Hiking Club, which is actually meeting today, and that's a monthly thing as well for seniors. And we just do trails kind of around the area, and really any hiking level is welcome. So
we've got the weather for it today.
I know, it's great.
That's nice. don't have to wear the rain gear.
Exactly. Yeah.
So well, so that's kind of your direct service types of activities.
It yeah,
seems like.
It is. Yeah.
And if folks wanted to, I know you put out a calendar every month. So mm-hmm. if people wanted to get a hold of you or get that calendar, find out what's coming up. What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, it should be really easy. If you're interested in any of those activities, it's really as easy as just calling the office. Talk to Whitney or myself, and we can add you onto our mailing list. And we publish a monthly calendar that usually comes out a week or two before the month. So I actually just released the October calendar yesterday a little bit early. And that has kind of an outline of all the activities for the month for all three groups. And we're happy to share that with everybody. There's also kind of flyers all over town that you might notice. So
okay. All right, good. I know that both of you are kind of new to Sitka, and before we let you go this morning, I wanted to see Whitney. You've been here for what, a couple months now as program manager?
Yes,
and you took over for Phyllis Hackett.
From Phyllis Hackett, yep. Right. And I got here on a Tuesday. I hopped off the ferry and started work on Wednesday, and then Only Fools Run at Midnight event was that Saturday.
So oh, okay.
That was end of June.
Now, do you guys sponsor that?
Yes.
That's
our big fundraiser.
Yeah, okay. All right. And, yeah, okay. So you kind of got in, your boots hit the ground, so to speak.
Yep.
Running. Yeah, okay. And, Nick, you're a Jesuit volunteer, so mm-hmm. maybe for folks who don't know what that means, little background?
Sure, yeah. The Jesuit Volunteer Corps Northwest is actually the program that sent me here along with three housemates. It's a volunteer program that sets people up with a place to live and a place to work for a year. It's slightly different than sort of like AmeriCorps programs in that you live in a community with other Jesuit volunteers, and there's a bit more of a focus on our four core values, which are social justice, spirituality, living and community.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, basically they set you up with a placement where you work full time for a year on a volunteer basis. So
yeah. And is your background at all working in this field?
Yes and no. I just graduated from college this year with a degree in kinesiology, which is human movement.
Uh-huh.
But I worked part time as a personal trainer at a gym that specialized in elderly fitness. So I do have some background working with seniors,
sure.
And we had some folks that had various disabilities.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's still relatively fresh and new for me, so
yeah,
I'm kind of learning as we go.
And, Whitney, you came from, am I right, Colorado? Is that
yeah.
Right? Is that
yeah,
correct?
I was in Denver for the past 5 years.
Okay. And what's, give us a little picture of your background.
Well, I've always worked in the nonprofit sector, never with seniors or people with disabilities, but since undergrad, been
uh-huh.
working in the nonprofit field.
Well, you've come to the right town because Sitka is like the nonprofit capital of Alaska,
yeah.
I sometimes think. Mm-hmm. And a lot of good things happen in the community due to the involvement of nonprofits. Do you guys have some stuff coming up here this fall that you want to talk about and let people know that's on the calendar, or anything special that you wanted to let people know about?
Well, I'll start. We've got a couple exciting things coming up. October is Disability Awareness Month. So we've been working with Shannon at the Sitka Film Society we're going to be bringing a documentary. It actually won the 2010 Academy Award for Best Documentary Short, and it's called Music by Prudence. And that'll be happening Thursday, October 25th, and we'll have the details posted on the community calendar, and we'll have flyers around. And then later in November, we're going to have our community appreciation dinner, which is just a way to get all of our volunteers and donors and consumers together to thank them for
mm-hmm. Great. Well, that sounds pretty good. If people do want to volunteer, what sort of things what do you need, or what are you looking for in volunteers? Anything in particular, or not so much?
Nick, I'm going to boot that one to Nick.
Yeah. So, as I mentioned, like, some of the programs that we're running, are out in the community and doing various things that, I can always use an extra hand or two
mm-hmm.
running. Usually it's myself and a fellow staff person running it, but extra hands kind of opens up the possibilities for different activities that we can do around here, just so that we can manage groups a little bit better with more people. So, you know, if people are interested in doing outdoor activities, then I would be a good person to contact, and I would love a volunteer or two to join our activities and help kind of run things and manage the time. So.
Okay. So like any good nonprofit, volunteers never get turned away.
Nope.
So.
The more the merrier.
Yeah. All right. Well, so SAIL, or Southeast Alaska Independent Living, the nonprofit here in Sitka that's located at on Lake Street. How would you describe your building?
We are, everyone knows the dentist office. We're under the dentist's office, 514 Lake Street.
Okay. And, of course, there's a big ramp.
Yes.
So definitely accessible.
Yes.
And you have regular business hours and a phone number?
747-6859.
All right, great. And folks want to reach you, you have a website, of course, but email probably from one of you or both
sure.
of you?
Sure. Yeah, mine is wjohnson@sailinc.org.
Okay.
And nponzetti, P-O-N-Z-E-T-T-I, at sailinc.org.
All righty. Very good. Program Director Whitney Johnson and Jesuit Volunteer Nick Ponzetti in from SAIL this morning. Thank you very much, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Have a great day.